Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be a part of the conversation.
So you work with about 80 students at Nashua North. What are you hearing from them about their main concerns right now during the pandemic?
So mostly I'm hearing about them feeling, you know, isolated, the students that haven't been able to, or who have been following the rules, I should say, and staying in. And they're concerned about what the future holds. And they're obviously very upset about not getting to come back for the year. And my seniors are obviously in a state of grief, I would call it, for what they are missing out on for the end of their high school career.
You mentioned that some of the students who are following the guidelines may also be feeling quite isolated. How are you helping the students work through feelings associated with isolation?
So we talk a lot about in my Google Classroom and with students individually about things that they can do to feel like they have more control over their life. And we talk about coping skills as well. You know, anybody who is feeling anxious has a lot of, you know, just nervous energy inside of them. So we talk about the importance of exercise and different ways to connect with not only the students that they go to school with and that they're friends with, but other people that might be experiencing the same thing as well. So we really try to give them at least my one-to-ones and in my Google Classroom, just different ways that they can still feel connected, they can still have a sense of normalcy, and that they can also express the way that they're feeling and know that any way that they're feeling is okay. And that their, you know, their experience is definitely unique to anything any of us adults have been through, but that we can relate to feelings of loss of control, feelings of sadness, feelings of disappointment, and things like that.
So with unemployment numbers going up every week, parents may be laid off, and that may be very stressful for them. To what extent is family stress a problem for the students you see on a regular basis?
I think family stress is a big portion of it. I think that there's teens out there who worry about their families, and the dynamics can put some pressure on them to help to provide or at least provide for themselves so then they can take that burden off of their parents. We have students who have, you know, families that are, you know, not necessarily the healthiest in dynamics. So we worry about them and their, you know, continued exposure to things that, you know, weigh on their mental health. And again, we work to connect with those students and provide resources and support. New Hampshire, I think, has done a good job. The Nashua community in particular, I think, is really working hard to eliminate barriers to basic basic needs, you know, such as food and hygiene products, transportation, to get food, things like that. So we work really hard to break down those barriers and provide resources so it takes some of the burden off of the student. And then also offering their families mental health support as well and checking in with them and making sure that they know that there's things out there and that they don't have to, you know, go out of their homes to access those things, that they can reach out to us at the school. We started like a social work tab on our district website that has all of those listed and has the information so they can access it and hopefully remove some of those burdens that trickle down from, you know, all the way to the top of the family down to the student.
And lastly, for any teenagers who might be listening, what advice do you have for them during this difficult time?
So there's a couple of things that I would give for advice to students who are struggling during this time or just experiencing this. It would definitely be to stay active within their friendships. You know, obviously keeping social distancing in mind, but staying active, doing FaceTime, doing Zoom meetings with their friends, just staying connected. I also think that it's important for them to be voicing how they feel and knowing that anything that they feel is okay. And they can be, you know, mad, they can be sad, they can be disappointed, they can be, you know, happy that the school year is over. It's important for them to know that anything that they feel is okay and that we are here to listen to those feelings, validate those feelings, and, you know, just connect with them in general. And then lastly, I would say that they should kind of look back on this time and see what they, you know, what they can take control over and talk to their administration at their school if they want their graduation to look a certain way or they have an idea for prom. Or, you know, they have thoughts. They think it's important for them to feel empowered and feel like they're a part of this process and these decisions that are being made.
Callie Preventure is the school social worker at Nashua High School North. Callie, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.